you know, we've had this moratorium now for a period of time on any type of public-private competition. Jared, this really is a continuation of a theme we've seen for the last couple years, which is pretty much, let's not give too much work to the private sector. I mean, the fear here is now that outsourcing might occur as the budget is crunched and the government doesn't have resources to perform functions. I think that there's a tendency to start looking at the private sector. Well, can the private sector help out? And what DOD is doing here is reminding everybody, hey, remember, there's a moratorium on any type of public-private competitions. We want you to err towards keeping the work in-house. I think this is just bad policy, Jared. I mean, I think the moratorium was a mistake. I think the department should be pressing Congress to lift the moratorium. Why would you not want to have public-private competitions and have a vehicle to determine what is more cost-effective for the taxpayers? Should the private sector perform the work, or should the government perform the work? And you do that through the OMB Circular A76 and the public-private competitions. The memo is disturbing because there had been a feeling in industry, Jared, that the administration was sort of pulling back on this idea of moving more work into the government. What this is sort of suggesting is, well, we're sure not going to move it outside the government, and really continues the theme that government employees should perform most of the missions. And I don't know if that's cost-effective. I think there are a lot of studies show that government employees are not necessarily the most cost-effective alternative. In many instances, the private sector adds more value. And the thing I've been disturbed about, Jared, for the last couple of years is this attitude that there's something wrong with having the private sector perform work for the government. I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it, and in many cases, it's essential. So I think industry is going to be very disappointed to see this December 1st memo issued out of the department.
Right, and as you kind of alluded to, an A76 competition is not necessarily a synonym for outsourcing, right? It's just
a
competition.
As a matter of fact, Jared, when we were at OFPP, we were pushing the Bush administration's initiative called competitive sourcing, which was using the public-private competition vehicle. And the ironic thing was, people looked at it as some scheme to move all federal work to the private sector. And in fact, 80% of the positions that were competed were won by the government. So you can almost say it was an insourcing initiative because it kept the work with the government. So there's nothing to be feared with respect to having a public-private competition. Usually the government wins. But the idea that you're concerned about having a competition is disturbing, I think. And I think Congress really needs to lift the moratorium, and I think the department should have competition and decide what is most cost-effective for the American taxpayers. There's certainly nothing wrong with doing that.
Can you read anything into the timing of this memo? Is there any evidence, anecdotally or otherwise, that you've heard that this is actually happening, that these conversions are happening?
No, I don't think so, but I think people are thinking about it because with the budget problem, I think there's some serious – because in the truth of the matter is, oftentimes it's cheaper for the private sector to do the work. And so now, because of the budget issues, people are taking a look at the private sector again, saying, well, maybe we should have the private sector do it because it might be cheaper. And I think there are rumblings that people are taking a look at that, and this memo came out to say – don't look at it that carefully. We really want to keep the work with the government. That's not necessarily the most cost-effective solution. This memo, as far as I know, Jared, came out of nowhere. I don't think industry had expected it at all. And it's somewhat surprising in view of comments Secretary Gates made before he left the department, where he really sort of suggested that insourcing may not really be that cost-effective for the government, and he was sort of suggesting that they needed to take a relook at the cost of industry doing some of the work, suggesting that maybe some of the work should be done by the private sector. I think his departure may have, I don't know, I think his departure may be related to this and the fact that there's now more interest in ensuring that work doesn't slip to the private sector here.
I was at an insourcing, outsourcing forum kind of thing on Capitol Hill a couple months ago, and my take-home message from that was this insourcing, outsourcing debate has been a pendulum that's been kind of just whimsically swinging back and forth for years and years, and that we need a policy framework that can once and for all decide what work the government should do and what work industry should do. Do you agree with that principle?
Well, absolutely, but the interesting thing about A76 and public-private competition, Jared, is that it was based on the fundamental notion that competition is good, and there should be transparency. What's happening lately with whatever you want to call it, balancing the workforce or insourcing or making sure work's not converted, there's no transparency and there's no competition. I think that's bad for the system. At a minimum, you want competition and you want transparency, and what I've been seeing the last couple of years really is a lack of those two fundamental ingredients. So whatever happens in the future, I think the government really needs to embrace those basic principles.